global modeling of nebulae with particle growth, drift, and evaporation fronts. 2. The influence of porosity on solids evolution, by Paul R. Estrada et al. Incremental particle growth in turbulent protoplanetary nebulae is limited by a combination of barriers that can slow or stall growth. Moreover, particles that grow massive enough to decouple from the gas are subject to inward radial drift, which could lead to the depletion of most disk solids before planetesimals can form. Compact particle growth is probably not realistic. Rather, it is more likely that grains grow as fractal aggregates, which may overcome this so-called radial drift barrier because they remain more coupled to the gas than compact particles of equal mass. We model fractal aggregate growth and compaction in a viscously evolving solar-like nebula for a range of turbulent intensities alpha t equals 10 to the power of minus 5 minus 10 to the power of minus 2. We do find that radial drift is less influential for porous aggregates over much of their growth phase. However, outside the water, Snellen fractal aggregates can grow to much larger masses with larger Stokes numbers more quickly than compact particles, leading to rapid inward radial drift. As a result, disk solids outside the Snellen out to approximately 10 to 20 astronomical units are depleted earlier than in compact growth models, but outside approximately 20 astronomical units material is retained much longer because aggregate Stokes numbers there remain lower initially. Nevertheless, we conclude even fractal models will lose most disk solids without the intervention of some leapfrog planetesimal forming mechanism such as the streaming instability SI, though conditions for the SI are generally never satisfied, except for a brief period. This was global modeling of nebulae with particle growth, drift, and evaporation fronts. 2. The influence of porosity on solids evolution, by Paul R. Estrada et al.